Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got?
For juggalos and juggalettes.
You are now listening to the best friends podcast in the world.
Friendship. I am your host, the crispiest of boys, the crowd killer of crispies, Tom.
And I'm your other host. I'm going to do the dance every time.
I like it. I'm for it.
And I'm your other host, the Hop Master General, the Royers Ford Rattlesnake. It's Dan.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. All right, everybody, we are back with another episode into our 200th season of the podcast. We're in our 200 era.
Our 200 season?
Yeah, 200 season.
Makes it sound like we've done 200 seasons.
Nope, just 200 episodes.
Our 200 era.
Yeah, each episode feels
color,
like a season.
What color would our Taylor Swift album be for our 200 era?
Flag or Force Orange.
Oh, I like it. I think they're like a green or a yellow, aren't they?
Are they green or yellow?
Yeah, I think so.
Sure. Then that.
That's our color.
Yeah,
we're in that era. We're in the community service next to the highway color era.
Yeah, highwayman yellow.
There you go.
What's up, Chris White? All right, we are, we're in the year of, 2024, 2020 hard four. Yeah, there it is. Hi-Viz green.
Yeah, that's it.
Hi-Viz green.
We're in our Hi-Viz green era.
It's in everything. Like all the construction guys, if I'm driving home from work on Friday, like it's always like there's somebody like drives up your ass and like passes you and you look over and it's a Hi-Viz green ripping a cigarette.
Just getting always. Home after having coffee thrown at him while he's turning a sign.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
But it's like every blue collar manual labor job now is they all have the Hi-Viz green sweatshirts. You always see those. Yeah.
I bought a stack of gym shirts at Target, and I guess there was a Hi-Viz one in there. I put it on one day before the gym. I went, no, this ain't happening.
not this guy. You're not this guy. You're not that guy. you think they're drinking PBR? Do you think I don't think PBR is a blue-collar beer anymore.
I think it still has as its merits, but I don't know.
I think it's Miller Lite.
I think Miller Lite.
Miller Lite.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. People are still out on Bud Light.
Just drinking a Miller Lite, ripping a Marlboro Red.
Yeah.
Right down to the fucking filter.
Yeah, yeah.
They're expensive, man.
Yeah, they are. You get a little burn from that filter, so you know it's done.
All right, let's hit this song.
All right, it's 2020 hard four. We're getting funky tonight. All right, everybody. It's a best friends podcast in the world. We're starting right now.
So good. I love that there's just like a harp playing. yeah. right before it.
It's just...
It was like the classic Looney Tunes like dream. Like they got knocked out and they're just like...
It's so dumb.
It's so dumb. It's funky, but it's great.
It's such a dumb band. if anybody wants to know, that was Tastes Like Kevin Bacon by I Wrestled a Bear Once. And that's all one word. I Wrestled a Bear Once.
It is.
Yeah.
Remember when bands did that?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, every metalcore band, their name was like an AIM screen name.
Yeah, it was their screen name in eighth grade that they made when their girlfriend dumped them.
Yeah, now that's all Midwest emo is all that now.
Midwest emo.
Yeah. I love those Instagram reels of Midwest emo. Like like that song was well, don't Ash Ketchum in my beer. And that's like, you broke my heart.
They have the worst names.
It's always something like ironic and like some kind of like pop culture, like something related to like Rocco's Modern Life or something. It's like,
oh man.
Yeah.
Let's start this podcast because I have a video, speaking of Midwest emo, we can play really quick before we get down to business.
All right. Let's do this. All right, everybody, follow, rate, review, give us a follow on all major podcast platforms, give us a rating, Dan rating.
5-star party. Shwan.
And give us a review, shoot us a review, take a couple minutes out of your day. Give us a review on Apple Podcasts, I suppose. And then that helps us out with the algorithms, gets more ears, as it were, on the podcast.
More eaters on the cast, more eyes on it. Yeah.
But if you do want to support us monetarily, there's two ways to do it. One is there's a link in our bio for our listener support section. The other way to do it is the best way, in our opinion. Daniel?
Sub with Prime.
You guys go on there. If you have an Amazon Prime account, link it to your Twitch. twitch.tv/bestbestfriendspod. You can sub with Prime for free. We get a kickback from old Zaddy Bays, and you get to watch us ad free. That's the deal.
Ad free.
And as always, we are part of the Hopped Up Network. Hopped Up Network is an ever-growing group of independent craft beer podcasts, much like our own. If you like our podcast, you might like some of the others on the network. Check them out, www.hoppedupnetwork.com. Instagram at Hopped Up Network. All right, enough of that.
Man, enough that was that. Banging in my headphones.
Was it loud?
I have the bass. I think I have the bass turned up on my side.
The bass. It was slapping that the bass.
Oh, it was super funky.
Oh boy, that is bright.
Yeesh.
That is bright.
Did you get that link I sent over in the private chat?
Yes. Oh yeah.
Have you seen this?
Yes, I've seen this.
This is incredible, and I think it's this is how we're gonna merge 2023 Mo and 2022 year of the butt rock, or 2021 year of butt rock.
Oh yeah, that was 2021. Man, it felt
2022 that long was ago? Yeah, 2022 was hip hop. So yeah. 2021 butt rock.
Yeah,
we're gonna merge it. We're merging the butt rock into 2023 Mo right here, guys. Yeah. There's Limp Bizkit's break stuff, but it's emo.
Oh man.
The chainsaw bar's the best.
Here we go. Break your fucking face tonight. The breakdown's right, so right. Nice.
There we go. Okay.
It's actually sick.
Yes.
He did a scratch in it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I love at the end where he just goes real quick.
Mm-hmm. you gotta check if you like that. Like, check out that guy's. That guy's YouTube, like a lot of his reactions are really good. He's like a super like PMA guy, like very like positive. Like, Super into like all the music that he plays.
Yeah,
it's really cool. He's got a really great channel. Definitely, if you like that kind of stuff, like if you like, like
he was vibing along with us here.
Yeah,
like I felt like we were in the same vibe. Like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah, he's got a good vibes. Does really good songs. It's a good watch. It's definitely a rabbit hole channel. You know what I mean?
Oh, of course.
Like something you could sit there and watch for hours. All right, Dan, let's get into this. Let's get into this beer. Do you have it up on Untappd or do you want me to bring it up real quick?
Oh, I got it.
Oh, you got it? All right. Let's share this.
I've got Untappd and I've got my.
Oh, you got it. I got mine as well.
We're not killing my furniture tonight, guys. Not tonight. Not tonight.
Oh, look at Andy Christman there.
Yeah. Got him in there.
Senor Christ, man.
All right. So we've got Moving Image from Hidden River Brewing Company here. Highly aromatic with esters of orange and tart grapefruit, dried lemon, classic but graceful horse blankets, subtle Chardonnay. Sure. Hidden River, Max, you hit pretentious with stride, really. Like, just classic but graceful horse blanket, just subtle Chardonnay.
Just sliding that in there.
Bosque pear, pepper, and oak tannin, silky with balanced bitterness, citrus pith to finish dry. Brewed citrus with domestic pith. And continental hops.
Yeah.
Or malts hopped with Willamette Crystal, aged Strisselpelt, Hallertau Blanc, Cascade, and fermented in oak.
What was that hopped with, Dan? Willamette and...
Crystal?
Crystal? Cerveza Crystal!
I know, right? Crystal. Surprise, it's not on the board.
I know. It needs to be on the board.
With all the beers that we have crystal malt in, mm-hmm. when we read like the recipe, just be like, hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, did you hear that? Did you hear what's in this beer?
Cerveza Crystal.
I'll be perfect.
Yeah, that's good. I was like, I kind of like zoned out a little bit. Like I was like looking around and you just, that perked my ears up. I heard Crystal.
Yeah, you have Cerveza Crystal PTSD.
Yeah, it's in. Yeah, it's got me. It gets me perked up, Dan.
Nice.
All right, let's crack this thing. Pop these bottles.
Popping bottles.
Be popping these bottles.
Let's get funky.
All right. Let's get funkier. 3, 2, 1.
Tom, I don't know why I never brought a bottle opener down here for this.
Good question, Dan. Strong horse blanket on the nose.
Yeah, I got a lot of horse blanket on this one. Yeah, I'm getting a lot of pith, a lot of horse blanket. Mm. Ooh, there's that. There's no easy way to describe it, but once you say it, everyone agrees when they smell a Saison.
Funk?
Band-Aid?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's there's no nice way to put it.
No, I can't unsmell it.
But now you can't unsmell it. And it's always the sign of a good one, though.
Mm-hmm. And it does have a certain haze to it. Mine seems a little hazier than yours. Yours is pretty crystal.
Yeah, I might have some dregs at the bottom. Mm. I don't know. I tried to spin it around a little.
I've got the New England variant.
Yeah.
All right, Daniel, Sláinte.
Cheers, man.
Good pith up front.
Oh yeah.
I get the horse blanket on the back end.
Yeah, you're getting some horse blanket. I thought I got a little bit up front and kind of it's more I think it's blanket to pith, not pith to blanket.
Okay. All right. I think I'm getting it the other way. I'm getting pith to blanket.
Ah, nice. I love our descriptions of this. Drinking Hidden River Saison has made us pretentious on this podcast.
There's no other way to drink it.
It's getting hazier. Yeah, I probably should have gave it a little bit more of a. more of a rotation.
So, in all seriousness, this is pretty straightforward as far as like what you would be looking for a a bottle aged saison.
With the fermented oak in there, mm-hmm. too, like just having that
super mellow. You're not getting that like astringent like sourness to it. It is kind of what they are describing. Like I'm getting grapefruity. Yeah. Like I can see what they're saying with like the dried lemon, where it's not like overly citrus, but it's just like that little hint in the back.
It's like citrus bitterness.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
You get a little bit of that oaky afterbirth.
Yeah. Very, very oaky. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely picking up on the oak fermentation on that. Definitely, like you said, it doesn't have that sour that you would get from like a Brett Saison, mm-hmm. that like the Brett Amices.
Amices. In there,
or whatever it's called, the bacteria, the Brett. The Brett that makes it Brett.
Yeah. Bretticus morticulus or whatever it's probably called in the labs. We got to get Matt back on.
Yeah. Get some more beer science from, he was at University of Pennsylvania, right?
U Sciences. Yeah. We need to hit him up and, coordinate another episode, a beer education episode.
Oh, of course.
Because we're usually talking out of our ass.
Oh, of course. Yeah. When we get down to the science of it, it's really just talking out of our ass.
Mm-hmm.
You guys aren't here. You guys aren't here for the science-y talk. You guys are here for the
horse blanket.
The horse blanket and the dick and fart jokes.
Yeah, exactly.
Leave for the science talk. Stay for the horse blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of horse blanket, we chose a saison today. And
yeah,
pretty ironic that we... chose this because I saw like as immediately going onto our Instagram a post where saison was at the top of the list, and I think this bears some hard discussion right here.
Okay,
so let me get this pulled up here. We've got this dude Chad Pullens, if that's how you
if that is your real name.
If that's your real name on Instagram, he's a certified BJCP Cicerone. So he's got the science to back it up.
Sure. I've got over 1,000 untapped stars.
Yeah, he's a BJCP judge. He's a Cicerone. He posted this here saying like which of these beer styles is most in danger of going extinct if it hasn't already. So, and the four are Saison, a.k.a. Farmhouse Ale, California Common, a.k.a. the steam beer.
Farmhouse Ale.
We've got Black IPA, and we've got the American Pale Ale, not the hazy one.
It's African-American IPA, please.
don't do that to me, Tom.
Please, Dan. Please.
Yeah, please don't do that to me, especially after we get into our discussion. I don't want to say... I don't want to seem to favor one beer over the other.
So my initial thought was Black IPA.
Okay.
It seems to get a lot of unwarranted hate, I think. I don't know. I don't know what it is about it. People are just like, they don't want to like it.
I don't like them, but maybe it's because maybe it's because I never had a good one.
I had one from Suburban that was really good.
Yeah. That's the one you always bring up when we talk about Black IPAs, and I'm like, man, I should go try it to like, see if I can be turned around on the style. But I was also right off the bat. I said, Black IPA. I think it's like, it's so gimmicky of like a beer style. Like I know that's in the BJCP and everything. Like it is an actual beer style, but it just feels like, I don't know.
I like roast.
I like hops, but I like my roasty beers to be separate from my hoppy beers.
I don't think that, I don't think Saison and American Pale Ale are in danger at all of going
absolutely
extinct.
Not. I think
one, there is a resurgence in the American Pale Ale. And when we're talking about the American Pale Ale, we're talking about like the West Coast style.
Yeah, the Sierra Nevada.
Yeah, I think there's been a resurgence in that where it's being offered a lot more and people are seeing it on menus and going, oh, I want to try that one over the hazy.
Yeah, people are hazed out, but they still want the hops. So, mm-hmm. They're seeing like this classic American Pale Ale that's not hazy, has that nice amber color, somewhat clear, clear, kind of opaque. It's just, they want something that's not the hazy anymore.
Yeah.
And I think, we definitely saw a resurgence of that style. I don't think with Sierra Nevada being what it is, I don't see the American Pale Ale going away anytime soon.
No.
And Sierra Nevada is going to continue to make it.
And the same with the Saison, just like what we're drinking tonight, I think the Saison is, it's never going to be like a mass produced, like crazy beer that people are going to buy a ton of. But I feel like a lot of breweries are doing these Saisons that are just made to be in bottles, fancy bottles. You got these nice fancy 750 milliliter bottles.
It's got a very very long neck to it too.
Yeah, and I feel like it's one of those things. Like there, a lot of these breweries are going to have these, and people are going to like Dan and I are going to buy. Like I went to Trouble's End for dinner, and wanted to get their beer because their beer has gotten exponentially better since they brought over the brewer from Forest of Maine. It's gotten better. So when I went there, I was ordering my beer and I looked at the list and it said bottles at the bottom. And I was like, oh, do they have like domestic bottles? And I looked and it's all like Saisons and farmhouses, like mixed cultures, like that's kind of stuff, mixed blends. And there was like a cold shipped one that I got. And I'm like, or this place, like you wouldn't think Trouble's End. You're not thinking like I'm going there to get a funky Saison, a bottle, but they had it.
They've always been like that though.
Have they?
Trouble. Yeah. You're thinking of Appalachian Brewing that used to be there.
But Trouble's End when they first opened was not the same
Were they? It was all funky beers. Yeah, they've always been that kind of weird, like funky stylings of beers there.
Maybe
they
always
had the descriptors of those beers. Like I think you might have been thinking about like Appalachian when they were there.
When we went for your birthday, wasn't that it was Trouble's End, right?
Yeah, they had those funky.
I don't
beers
remember them having the funky beers. I remember it being like English styles. Like they had some like it was mostly like lagers and English styles.
Yeah, and then they have like their hoppy, and then like from the funk, they have like a funk from the funk. I think it's actually called the funk in the menu.
I think it's just bottles now, like bottle section.
Yeah, it's bottle service now. But yeah, I mean, it's to see that Saisons. I think Saison's like an art form for brewers. They like the idea of a Saison, so I don't see that style going away.
No. Plus it's something like they can brew, throw in a barrel for a while and then do like a limited release where you can get some like attention around it.
Yeah. Brew a Saison for the wall, put some of it in a white wine barrel and age it and then do another re-release of it.
Yeah. So I would say it would be between California Common and Black IPA. And, the California Common has shown that it has staying power. It still has a place. Even with Anchor going down, there's other breweries that are brewing these California Commons. They're not as widely available, but they pop up at random breweries and
I feel like that one's like the most at risk, especially with like Anchor kind of being like there's an unknown fate for Anchor because they keep saying about they're going to get a new owner, they're going to come back. Some breweries are doing them, but not to the level of like Black IPAs. Like Black IPAs seem to be a fad that like.
So I would say my only rebuttal to that would be, my initial reaction was California Common, but the more I think about it, I feel like that's one, that's a style that you're always going to have a brewery that's like, it's going to pop up on their menu just because it's such like a, like an old school style of beer.
I've only seen it on very like, I've only seen it maybe about five, I could say like five times, like including Anchor. Like
right.
I've like Levante maybe has had one, Second Sin.
Mm-hmm. I agree, but what I'm thinking is that because California Common has been around for so long that it's not going to go extinct. It's not going to be a widespread thing. You're not going to see it a ton, but yeah. It's not going to go extinct. Black IPA, I think, is something that has been kind of put down, like. That people don't like them.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't like them.
It's like either. The Brute IPA. Yeah. Like they tried and people just don't like them.
Yeah.
and you don't see those anymore.
I feel like between those two, they both have a really good chance of just being like lost in the brew schedule for breweries. Like mm-hmm. they're not going to, it's going to get brewed once. It's going to, people are going to have, it's going to be polarizing. People are going to love it or hate it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the brewer's not going to think about it ever again.
Yeah.
And then, because it's not a style that's so like marketable or widely known, unless they're keeping track and they're like, oh yeah, that Common, let's bring that back. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's going to get lost in the folder right there.
Chris White, very few black IPAs that I've liked. And that's a common thing. I would say the same thing. I've had, I can tell you one that I've liked.
Exactly. You've had one.
The thing though, that I would say is like the black IPA, and here you go, Matt, with this, I like the black IPA. If it's on a menu, I always get it, but it could be because I see it so little and I'm in the same boat. If I see a black IPA on a menu, I typically buy it. I'll get it. Because one, you don't see it often. And two, I like them. I think they're good because I'm also a multi.
Same could be said for California Common. You mm-hmm. don't see them a lot, but when you see them, you want to get one.
Exactly. I mean, we've done that. We've had multiple California Commons on the podcast because when they're out there, we're like, we got to get them.
Yeah.
And then this is a great, it's a great way to put it. Saison is niche, but it has its following. Yeah. It's never going to go away.
Including like the brewers who make beer because it's like I said, it's an art form for them. They look at like the classic, classic brewing styles that were done with Saison and they want to mimic them.
And then you see in the comments here on the side, it's like, I would have said black IPA, but there's been a revival of that style here in Michigan. Like, cool. Okay. Michigan. And then this guy says California Commons is on death's doorstep, which I can't disagree with. Pale ale ain't going nowhere. Anything with the word IPA will always have life. Brute IPA, sir. Brute IPA. Yeah. That's my rebuttal to that.
That did not have life there.
That beer would. The beer world would be so much better if we had nerds debating over DuPont and. What is it?
Saison DuPont, and I don't know how to pronounce that.
Instead of which pastry stout is thick enough for their liking. I mean,
this guy went hard too.
He went like pretentious above like beard nerd pretentious.
Yeah.
Cold. There you go. Cold IPA too. Yep. Really. Yep. Never. We talked about that in the pre-show.
It's a dry hop lager.
Yeah, basically. It's a lager. Same thing with the black IPA. It's essentially a lager.
Just ale yeast.
Yeah.
Dry hopped and.
Yep. There you go, lagered. Chris White. Brute IPA equals puke. That's very true. I remember the one and only time I had a brute IPA. I can tell you exactly. It was like 9/11 for me. I know exactly where I was at. I can
where tell you were standing.
Yep. I was at eating at Burgatory in Pittsburgh. And I think I was waiting to, I stopped there for an eat, for a bite before I went to the airport. And, I sat down and I was like, oh, what do you guys have? And he was like, I was looking at the menu and they had an Anderson Valley Brute IPA. And the guy was like,
Anderson Valley is just like full of misses.
Yeah. the guy, the bartender there was like, oh yeah, this Brewed IPA, it's new. People are loving them. Everybody's coming in and ordering it. I was like, all right, sure. I'm it's an IPA. I'm sure it'll be fine. I got it. And I was like, God damn, this sucks so hard.
Dude, I remember mine too, man. It was Levante. My first time there too. And I'm like, hey, I'm going to try this Brewed IPA they have here.
Yeah.
Oh man. It's a good thing I got like, you know, I never do it, but you know, I got the mid-level pour instead of going with the pint. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'll get the 8 ounce. And I'm like, thank God I got the 8 ounce.
Yeah. If you didn't like this Brewed IPA, you're going to love this Cardamom Stout.
Woof.
That's for our old school listeners.
Yeah, that's for our podcast veterans right there.
Yeah.
Cardamom. Oh, man. I never told you I had a Cardamom Black Lager the other, like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah? How'd it go?
Yeah. Whew. I got to say, wasn't as bad.
No?
Wasn't as bad. I got to say it was definitely not as cloying of a cardamom as that stout.
Well, that was also like a chocolate blueberry
pastry. It was a pastry stout.
It was a pastry stout with chocolate, blueberry, and cardamom, and it was Robitussin.
Well, this was this beer was man, it was plums, cardamom, and I think like something else, like cinnamon or vanilla. I forget. It was a holiday beer. And actually, we'll probably talk about it in about a few weeks once somebody gets the okay from HR.
Gotcha.
But it was a holiday present to the staff. It was like they brewed a beer for their staff. Hmm. And so everyone took it home. He gave me one. He's like, let me get your opinion for it. And I told him, I'm like, dude, this beer is wild.
It's
there is no other way to describe it.
Well, it's doesn't surprise me knowing where it came from.
Exactly. We'll discuss that down the road.
Yeah.
So follow us on social media about that. But we've got brewers on the way.
And yeah, it's gonna make some waves. We'll just say that.
People will hate us again.
Yeah. Well, what are you gonna do?
Get in line.
So
buy the t-shirt.
Yeah, and you also didn't have a full crowler to yourself of that, Dan.
Oh wait, I thought I did too. I thought we both had crowlers of it.
No, I mean the your latest cardamom beer.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I had just a 16-ounce can. I was going to say, wait a second. We definitely had crowlers of that. I don't think I finished mine. Did you finish that one?
No.
Okay.
We had two 16-ounce beers. I think we had two double IPAs before that.
Yeah, one was a milkshake.
Oh, yes, you're right.
One was like, yeah, dude, the milkshake that blew Tom's mind.
Yes, was it the carnival juice or whatever it's called?
Yeah, but like festival juice.
Festival juice, called. That's what it was. I still think about that beer. That was good.
Dude, it's crazy. Like, it's funny because there are some beers that like with the toast that I'm just like, yeah, man, I remember those. But I remember every single one that Tom goes like, this was an amazing beer. And then, because dude, you said that about dad juice too. You're like, dad juice is amazing. I was still,
I got that like three times. I ordered that like three times. That beer rules.
Fruited sour lactose. I'm like, Thomas. Yeah.
Yep. But it's not a smoothie though. It's not a smoothie.
It wasn't a smoothie. Tom is secretly a toast boy.
That one was
the undercover toast boy.
Look, you know, he may hate us, but Aslan did that beer that was like done to perfection.
That was a good, that was a solid. It reminded me a lot of like when Berliner Weisses like hopped on to like the highlights of like every brewery with just like a ton of fruit in it, and then it became lactose, and then it became smoothie sour, and then like the Berliner was out the window. Berliner went back to Germany.
Dad juice, what was it called? Daddy juice?
It was like dad. I thought it was called dad juice. Dad I don't juice, want to say it was like called that. Daddy juice because dad, you can't market that. you can't market a daddy juice.
Yeah. I mean, you might be right, but dad juice was like, it was like a piece
Tom's of. Tom's giving out his username on Twitch right now.
Yeah. Daddy juice.
Follow me on Follow me on Daddy Juice.
At Daddy Juice. That's not a bad Twitch name. I gotta make sure that's not taken. That was like a piece of blueberry pie with, like a scoop of vanilla ice cream on it. Like it was like that perfect, like tart, wasn't overly sour.
Tart and sweetness.
Yeah. It wasn't overly sweet. You got a little bit of like that vanilla bean flavor to it.
Yeah. That's sweet. Yeah. Oh, that man, sweet kind of cuts the tart right there. Yeah.
I got to look up and see if they're coming back out with that. I might have to put in an order with Valco.
Oh yeah. He comes in randomly, just out of nowhere. Just like a breeze coming from the south. He just shows up at Rebel Hill.
Oh, really?
He just shows up and I'm just like, shit, Zach, what's up?
I have an Instagram DM chat with him that we just share reels and memes back and forth.
Nice.
Yeah. Good guy. Good. The OG beer mule.
Yeah. The OG beer mule of the podcast. This is before Matt entered the fray.
Yeah. The guy that would show up with his, he would show up out front of my house with his Jeep with a case of Aslan.
Jeep Wrangler with two coolers of Aslan beer.
Yeah. Yeah. He had the ratchet strapped to the back of his Jeep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, got these beers. He's like, ice is still in there. Still cold.
Yeah, I got to hit him up and see when next time. Let's take a look at Aslan's menu here. But while I'm doing that, I was looking around the r/craft beer subreddit.
Nice.
G4 Aslan. Yeah, you can only wish, man. You can only wish.
It's no Hyundai filled with Detroit beer, but you know.
Yeah, no, coffee can Hyundai. dude, you're just in the parking lot, Matt.
Matt lives his life a quarter mile at a time.
Walmart BYM. it's a brand newish Honda Accord. I was perusing the craft beer subreddit and
virtual shit show of
craft
beer flexing and just
nerds. I mean it's
a lot of flexing.
Here's the thing, it's no worse than the breweries and PA group.
It is. Yeah. It's national compared to it gets us out of our bubble, mm-hmm. which is why I follow it, because I like to see what else is out there.
Here's the rules, Dan.
And see if the trends are the same.
Dan, before I get into this post, here are the rules of r/craft beer.
Okay.
Rule one, be civil. Okay. It's on like every subreddit. Rule two, no trading, buying or selling.
Yeah. No ISA.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah, good one to have. Three, no mystery brews.
I hate when those people do that. They're like, this beer is so good, but they don't tell you where it's from and they don't do anything like that. They're mm-hmm. just like,
they're
flexing.
And here it is. There is nothing more frustrating than not knowing who the brewery is or where they are located. Please include these in your post as it helps others find the beer and encourages conversation. As we have subscribers from all over the world, please avoid vague abbreviations, i.e. NE could be Northeast, New England, Nebraska, Netherlands, etc.
Great rule. Great rule. I think, it is good. It's just, it's every Reddit. It's like people flexing or... Like I follow a snowboard one. It's like people asking like legit questions about snowboarding. And then it's other people just, this is my brand new board. It's like this fucking $1,200 setup that just looks beautiful.
And then, so rule four is no Tavor codes. So we're out on that. Best Friends Pod.
But they could save 25% on their next order.
Yeah. Best Friends Pod.
Does it still work?
I don't know. I don't even know if Tavor is still a thing.
Oh yeah. Is it?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Do people still Taver?
Yeah. Craft beer related. Please make sure posts relate to craft beer. We're not talking about Goose Island. Yes. We know they're owned by InBev. the sub as a whole voted in favor of allowing these posts. What we're saying is don't post about Bud Light. Don't post about White Claw. Don't post about lemonade. That's fair. And then
great rules.
Flair is required. You have to have a flair to post.
Yeah, there's something. There has to be something in with the craft beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
like the next time I'm going to take a picture of a craft beer can while I'm taking a piss, and it's just going to be like, I'll put it in portrait mode, but you'll just see the outline of everything that's going on behind the can as I'm holding it.
So, but here's the thing. Dan, Flair is, it's like under your name.
Oh, okay.
It's
one of the little bubbles that you put in there.
No. So like when you have your name, here, I can show you an example of mine on the Eagles subreddit.
Okay. Teach me more about Reddit as my fat ass cat walks by me.
So, I mean, this might not go over well.
This could be divisive.
It could be. Let me see. I got to find one of my posts.
It's not that.
Under your name, so you have your username, and then under it there's usually like a little saying, like mine is it's just like a little saying under your name. Some subreddits require that to show that you are active in the community
and you're not like a bot.
Yeah. And it's just and then like there's some like in the Eagles subreddit or like in NFC East meme wars, you have to be flared. And if you comment and you're not flared up, like you get lambasted.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's common. Like if you say, Dan, you just like went in to NFC East meme war and like commented on something with no flare. Yeah. The first comment under you is going to be, it's going to say flare up, pussy.
It's awesome.
Yeah. It's always like,
I don't think I have flair on mine. My Reddit's pretty barren.
Well, so you have to get flair. The problem with flair is that you have to get it in every individual subreddit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And like you know, there are people like I used to like comment on things like, you know, all these unflared, sub creatures, like subhuman unflared.
So wait, every time you join, you can add a different flair for each group. I just like, mm-hmm. I just join all these like hobby ones, like mountain biking and snowboarding.
Yeah.
So under each of those, I can put my own flair.
So some make you request a flair. Some places you earn a flair.
Man, you guys are a bunch of fucking nerds on
Reddit. Yeah. Yeah.
I just joined Reddit and immediately I hate this. I just wanted to get answers.
There's
on,
a lot.
Like,
there's questions. A lot. If you want to be active in the community, there's like a lot. Right? Not a lot, but there's more than you really should. There
I
more
don't want to be that, active in the community anymore after finding out what flair was.
either way, so this post was black IPAs and blonde stouts. I just can't. And then.
Yeah.
They said, no matter how tasty a black IPA or a golden stout may be, my mind just can't get past the color. My brain gets confused on every sip, like eating a spoon of salt when I think it's a spoon of sugar.
The blonde style is just, it's not a style. It's just, like a cream ale with a hint of roast.
I always think of a blonde stout, like those, like the golden Oreos.
Oh yeah.
Where it's like, you know, it's an Oreo, you know, it should taste like an Oreo.
That's a prison dessert.
Blonde stout. I've had good ones.
I think we've all but it's like black IPA. We've all had good ones, mm-hmm. but like maybe some of us, I haven't, but you know, we've all had one. I think it falls into that black IPA, like California Comet. Like it's on the doorstep any day now. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that should have been on that list instead of American Pale Ale.
Yeah. I mean, that blonde stout's a Creed song, man. It's 6 feet from the edge.
That song rules. So
I'm 6 feet.
Goddamn. I'm so happy that Creed is making a full comeback.
Did you see that video of the balcony just going off?
To dudes
that
with oh yeah, all tarps
their
off,
shirts off.
Yeah, tarps off for Creed. Hell yeah, just dudes being and Scott Stapp just recognizing them, like pointing them out. I remember going to Stable 12 and ordering stout and didn't read into the description. The blonde stout never been. Was it the light?
Because they did the light. Yeah, the.
The dark and the light. Yeah, the Star Wars one.
Star Wars one.
Yeah. Which was our first, not like viral, but it was our first. I think we got like 100 likes on that.
Oh, our first post that we really.
We were like, yeah, we did it.
That was it. That was
I forget
one.
what the dark was. The light was a blonde stout. So you were supposed to do it like a half porter. And half.
I thought it was a porter.
Coffee blonde stout by itself. Hidden River mentioned us, Dan. They acknowledged us finally. Last time we added them as like a collaborator, they deleted themselves from it.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was like the
like these guys are all right. They might have mentioned Band-Aids when they talked about our beer, but they're all right.
Yeah,
it's
so
Band-Aid, baby.
I forget what was the what. It might have you might be right. It might have been a porter. Dark might have been a porter. So they did. It was meant to be drank like a half and half, like a.
It was supposed to be like the Force and like the dark side. Force.
But it was like the opposite because. Is it the opposite? Which one? Yeah, because the stout sits on top of the lager.
Which it's whichever one has the highest ABV is at the bottom.
Hmm.
A lighter ABV.
A traditional half and half is Harp and Guinness.
Yeah.
And the Guinness sits on top of the Harp.
Yeah. Because the Harp has a higher ABV.
Yeah. And then you pour it over a spoon. So it lightly goes on. This was, I think, the other way around. I think it was the dark set. The dark sat on top of the lager sat on, or the porter sat on top of the stout.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that could have been a porter has a higher ABV. I've done black and tans with a cream ale on top of a porter.
But yeah, that was good. I mean, that was a cool gimmick. I had no problems with that. I don't really have a problem with blonde stouts. I had, Well-Crafted. Did a nice blonde Americano blonde stout.
Do they call that one a blonde stout?
Was that a blonde stout, or am I just thinking because it was a blonde Americano? I thought I thought they did two of the espresso stouts. One was
it's a golden stout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they did one that was regular espresso and they did one that was an Americano that was the
Yeah.
Boom. I remember things, Dan, sometimes.
The old blonde Americano.
Well-Crafted. Old Krupel. Is he back in Chicago?
He was. I don't know where he's off to now.
Who knows? Who knows where he is? He is just dominating chugs. That one is good from Well-Crafted, but only because of the coffee. Just give me a traditional stout. That is my point.
And
sure.
You guys just dipping into lactose beers here too, because that's another lactose beer.
What is?
Blonde Americano.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
It's funny. It's because it's Mule in the chat too, and he always gets the coffee cream ale from Rebel, and I'm like, it always warms my heart to see him like kicking back a lactose beer.
I'm looking at the. I'm just going through the r/
craft beer.
Yeah, Great Notion has been killing it with hazies.
Where have you been?
Yeah, I mean that's like. That and fruited sours are kind of their thing.
Yeah.
I mean, what do we have? Juice Junior? I think it's right back there.
Right, yeah, like we've had a couple.
That one fucking
And then we've
rolled.
Had like the pastry stouts and everything too.
Yeah, that were meh. Meh.
Sugary sweet.
Yeah. Sugary sweet. Wow. Wow. Dude, what? name a better brewery, a brewery that does better collaborations.
Then who?
Bringing it up here. Then El Segundo. They did the Stone Cold Steve Austin collab.
Now they're doing a Cum Original 311 Dan, IPA.
Cum Original. Put some respect on that name, please. We just celebrated 311.
I know. It was just 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. My wife was very confused. I said, I want to wish you a... when she was leaving for work, I was like, I want to wish you a happy 311. I hope your day comes original.
Yep.
And she was like,
oh, Amber. Amber is the color of your energy.
Yeah. Did you watch the 311 Tiny Desks?
Oh, of course.
They look rough.
Yeah, man. They did not age well.
They aged like presidents.
But they aged like a pastry stout.
Sound great.
Yeah, no, they sound great. Yeah, they sound wonderful.
When they did,
still using a piccolo or a piccolo snare. That was the big thing. Is that really like highly tuned snare they always had?
When they got to the is it all mixed up? They got to the part, the rap part. And I was like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, buckle in. And he hit it. I was like, all right. Yeah, I was like, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
Sounded good. Yeah. The guy, the lead singer is like stiff as a board. He looks like Dane Cook, like he had work done. Have you seen Dane Cook lately?
Oh, of course. Old Botox face.
Oh my God.
Dude, he's got that like 20-year-old wife he's got to keep up with.
Oh yeah. That is a dude that like fell into like, he was popular for like 2 years. And he was like, I'm going to be this age forever.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make sure of it.
311 and Dane Cook, unlike this beer, did not age well. This beer right here.
Dan, I'll disagree. 311 aged pretty well. Oh, well, I mean, physically, no, they did not. But
yeah,
they still slap.
Yeah, they all look like Vince Neil. They're like an entire band of Vince Neils.
They're a band full of fruit that was left out too long.
Yeah, you kept those peaches in the paper bag way too long, man.
Yeah. They're like that that Mandarin, like that like those last couple cuties that get left in the bag and you forget to take them out on trash day and you're like, I'll get them next trash day, and you take them out and they're all like shriveled up.
Yeah, they fell through the fruit basket and are stuck to the counter. They've like merged past it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yes. You lift up your fruit basket and there's a smudge from them.
Yeah.
It dripped out.
They become one with the counter.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Dan, how do you feel about this beer as it has gone on?
I've enjoyed it. There's actually like a significant hop character to this Saison, which I don't really get a lot in Saisons, but this one, I kind of want to say, like you said, that like the dried lemon, it's almost like a dry hop to it.
Yeah. There's,
it's like a dry hop Saison.
Yeah. As it got like way more towards room temp the hops are really coming out of it.
Yeah. It's interesting. And you know, we give Hidden River a lot of shit for a million double IPAs they have on their menu, but they do hops very well. I mean, they're basically peacocking their use of hops in the Saison.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we can make a great Saison and we're going to make you enjoy the hops in the Saison too.
Yeah. And their use of Cerveza Cristal in this was coming through really nice.
Yeah, the Cristal is really coming through. Cerveza Cristal. Bum, 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 bum.
Jesus.
Oh, is that tomato soup?
What? Are you seeing it?
I can see
it. Oh, it's still there. Yeah, look at that thing.
Oh, that is tomato soup.
Look at that. White blunts.
That's like what happens when I put too much milk in my kid's tomato soup when I'm making it. You know, you want to put a little splash in there.
White peach, passion fruit, peach, and lychee.
This is, what's that company? Amaretti. This is just a bunch of like Amaretti, like fucking purees in here.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Do you think it tastes like, do you think it tastes like peach blunt wraps?
God, I hope so.
I mean,
it would be the only reason I'd drink it.
Yeah, for real.
White grape game.
Yeah. That white grape one was, it was pretty clutch.
Hey, hype beer nerds who work at those breweries. If you can get one that's a white grape game, if you could get that essence in a beer,
somehow get the leaf wrap. Ugh, man,
really taking me back.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
I feel like the next episode just played behind me. Like Chronic just started playing in 2001.
If you could somehow get the flavor of mids in there, and yeah. I don't know how you will do it, but if you can somehow replicate the pop of a seed in the in the bowl or in the blunt, that'd be fantastic.
I want to take a sip of this beer and be transported back to the Chronic 2001.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I want to be
transported back to the Cypress Hill rock superstar.
Oh my God. Yeah. I want to feel like I'm in the backseat of a Cougar.
Hey, like we were just talking about that. We were just talking about that Cougar the other day.
Yeah.
Great. Great automobile.
It was a fantastic automobile.
Had a couch in the back basically for a backseat.
Yeah. I spent many a day on that couch and many a morning.
Ooh, man. That didn't come out right. Tom spent a lot of time in the backseat of my car.
Yeah. Yep. 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 Backseat took a lot of abuse.
Jesus Christ.
A lot of good times in that car.
Gotta say, man, this beer has evolved very nicely at room temperature.
Yeah.
Do you like the bitterness that's coming out of it?
Yeah, it's definitely different.
It's definitely different.
Definitely different. I'm enjoying it. I mean, I killed it. Dan, I gotta say, I like the one beer episode.
I kind of like the one beer episode too. We don't have to rush through the beer.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. We're at an hour right now.
Yep.
Gotta say, if all of our one beers could be 25 ounces, I'm game.
Yeah, we could do that. We could definitely do, I mean, even if we do just a one beer, like a strictly, like this is the beer of the episode.
Yeah, I like it.
And you can have two 16 ounces of it if you want to have one 16 ounce. I mean,
Tom, you know what it sounds like we're growing up. It sounds like we're maturing in this podcast because back in the day we were kicking back four beers sometimes.
Sometimes two beers and a crowler.
Sometimes two beers and a crowler. I mean, right now I feel like we're feeling our age, Tom. Feeling our age, we're just a one beer podcast now.
That was the last time I was so hungover that I made myself throw up.
I remember waking up the next day and like I was, we were working from home. It was the pandemic. I just went back into the same room that I spent the entire night drinking in to like log into my computer for work.
I was,
I'm okay, right? Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah, I remember I was not working from home.
Yeah.
And I had to go into the office. I wasn't on the road, but they made me come into the office cuz I was like doing like social media posts for them and like just sitting there on their like just like, And like I got up at one point and like went into the bathroom and just puked.
And there, wait, was this when you like came out and someone was like there and they like heard you?
Yes. And there, I was like, I don't remember this story. Yeah. I was like, I don't know. I must have ate something bad last night. Oh, yeah.
That stomach virus going around.
That was the worst. I think I came home and just like went right to bed. I was like, I can't do it. I can't live anymore.
Well, unlike that experience, I think a one beer, especially a good Saison episode, man, this has been a good episode. Great beer. I think, Hidden River props to you guys, Fermentary Form. I don't know what the extent of both of the involvements were in this beer, but, hats off to both, breweries. This is a well put together Saison.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Enjoyable.
Completely agree. Spectacular showing. Just sensational. It's been very good. I would go back and get this again.
Yeah, I'd probably go back and grab another bottle because I want to put it in the with the other bottles.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, let's wrap this thing up, Dan. We can discuss a couple things in the after show. And guys, if you want to find out what we're doing before the podcast, after the podcast, for audio listeners, if you want to watch the stream, you can go to YouTube under our live section, and that's youtube.com/@bestbestfriendspod. You can go and see all of the past episodes in their full form, their full fermentary form.
In their full fermentary form.
Yeah. Other than that, we'll catch you guys next week.
Yeah. Catch you.
All right. It's been Best Friends Podcast, episode 206.
We out.
See you.
Best Friends Pod, hosted by Dan and Tom. 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 This podcast is hosted by two bros. So crack a beer and laugh at some videos. Superhuman jump through barbed wire bricks. Fuck this shit. Hang out with little lunchbox. Become a cluggalet, yeah, a cluggalet. Sometimes I'm a stouty boy, sometimes lazy. And this podcast is both, so it's all for me. Best Friends Pod, hosted by Dan and Tom. Cindy Crawford's a fan, how could you go wrong? So many pods up there, were it the ones for me? Epstein is still alive.